Hello. Good evening, all of you beautiful people out there. I'm just delighted to be here and excited. You know, each week we always have, at least in my opinion, someone that we're going to connect with that really excites me. And this week is no different. And I brought along another beautiful friend.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, everyone. This is Richard.
Yep, he answered. He's here. I'm glad to hear it.
I'm being good tonight.
Oh, you're being good tonight. Yep. What a change. Anyway, maybe some of you know that we do a soul origin reading. That's not complete. I forget what's on the website. What's on the website, Richard?
Soul origin and history reading.
There you go. He knew it.
That's what anyway, I'm here for. I'm the straight guy. You know that.
That's right. You're the straight guy. I love it. Anyway, we were doing one of those readings and we connect with universal consciousness and the information that we get is just so remarkable. And the reading that I was doing spoke of the white buffalo woman, that the reading that we were doing, that this individual had a connection with her and actually was her, according to what we got from universal consciousness. And I was so intrigued by the information that we received that I thought, oh my goodness, I wonder if she has a message for our listener. So I called her forth and connected with her, and she is here, this gentle, beautiful being. And she said she did have a message, wanted to speak to the audience. And so we invited her here. I'm seeing her right now. She has dressed herself in white buckskin, and I see the fringes along the bottom of the dress, around the arm. And I would just like to mention that what we do seems so extraordinary, but it is a gift that everyone can learn, because what we're doing is, and Richard's doing this also, we connect with the right side of our brain to people on the other side. And it is the spiritual aspect of ourselves. It is how we work with the gifts that come forth from our soul. And all of us have this gift. Of course, one of the things that is important is that you believe that this is so. Our life is bounded by what we believe, which is interesting, because even if what we're believing is not truth to the general world and it is truth to us, we're going to have some sort of experience with it because of the belief system on some level. And that in itself is an interesting thing to contemplate. So we're going to, in a moment, ask Richard to connect with this beautiful being. And if this is the first time that you have listened to this radio show, I would like to tell you how to perhaps connect with this beautiful being yourself. And see an image in your third eye of what you think white buffalo woman would look like, and silently call her name, and she comes to you. You open up a doorway to her energy. And so what we're going to do is ask Richard to connect with her and see what her energy is like. Richard describes it, and try and feel it with your heart energy, and you will have some concept of the beauty of this being. Richard?
I experience her energy as this beautiful, almost pristine energy. There is a lot of love, and in particular, a lot of compassion, a sense of wisdom, and of peace, this almost sublime character. It's very beautiful energy. Perhaps the overriding characters would be this sense of compassion and wisdom married together, is the sense that I get of her. Very fascinating energy, a very pure energy. Really interesting.
That's wonderful. Very beautiful. So she has a message for our listeners, Richard. If you would be kind enough to see what she has to say, we would all be delighted.
Indeed, we all would. Let's see what she has to say. I have come to share with you a little of my journey when I came forth, and also to share a few insights in relation to your time. There are many misunderstandings that are held as to who and what I was, what I did, and the nature of who and what I was. I did not incarnate. I did not come forth in physical form. And this might sound a little strange to many of you, but I chose for several reasons to not incarnate. This may be hard for you to imagine that I could have connected with the American Indian people in the way that I did without being physically present. However, you need to understand the skills that these people carried. It was very common for them to connect with the spirit world, as they would call it, and to commune with what they called spirits of many types on what you consider the other side of the veil of consciousness, beyond the, you might call it, linear experience that you carry in that dimension for the most part. And I knew that I could connect with these people in this way without being incarnate, because I knew they had these skills. They had not been buried, you might say, in the dogma of, in particular, the Catholic Church, that dogma which subsequently came forth in this country and buried, or indeed more accurately destroyed for the most part, the American Indian culture and its people. And I consciously made the choice to come in this form because it meant that I did not need to go through the birthing process and all of the complexity of growing up and living upon the planet. Rather, I could come forth at a time of my choosing and connect with the American Indian people and share with them what was understood by many to be a requirement for them as they began to enter that time when the white man was present in the United States and had begun to make claims upon the lands of the American Indian people. And so it was a time of great change for them. They had been able to, in a sense, survive and to live a relatively simple existence, interacting with each other and with other groups, living upon the land with great respect for the flora and the fauna the rocks, the crystals, the entire planet itself and all that came forth upon it. They understood who Gaia was, that beautiful spirit that, you might say, guards and protects and oversees the planet. They could commune with her. They could commune with the elementals, those beautiful, you might say, spirits that are responsible for husbanding at the detailed level the flora and fauna upon the planet. And they own their responsibility to shepherd, to guide, to oversee all of these things, working directly with the elementals. And they understood that the planet would give them all that they needed without them drawing from the planet in a sacrificial manner, in the way that the white man has so in particular powerfully done more and more across the entire planet as they have stepped forth and dominated all such native cultures. And so it was recognized that this time was going to be very stressful for the American Indian peoples as this began to unfold. And so I came forth to bring to them some more understandings, some more skills that would help them, some more practices, if you will, dances and other practices which would reinforce their cultural heritage so that they had a better chance of withstanding the onslaught that had begun to strike them. And in hindsight, time has demonstrated that my attempts were, you might consider, relatively futile, because the power and the commitment and the disregard with which the white man came forth on this beautiful country and destroyed all that he found in the name of his righteousness and his rightness and, dare I say it, his arrogance. And so, in a sense, there was some failure about my mission, because it did not really help those people sustain their culture in the face of this onslaught. There are some traditions that say that I came at a much earlier time than this, even back as long ago as some 2,000 or so years of your time. But in fact, this is not accurate. As I said, I came at the time when the white man was really just beginning to come forth on this continent. And there are many things which are said about who and what I was, the nature of my connection to the buffalo, and indeed there are traditions which say when there will be white buffaloes born and come forth on the planet, then it will be marking a special time. And I will say to you that there have always been a number of white buffalo coming forth as a small percentage of all buffalo that are born. It is not a unique thing. It is rare, but it is not unique. And so it has taken on a life that was really not reflective of what I was about or what I was doing. And it is an illustration of how difficult it has been for oral traditions to accurately survive what was put in place in those times. You see, human history, in particular over the last, say, 10,000 years, has utilized oral tradition very powerfully indeed through many cultures. Indeed, it is relatively recently that things have been written down. And indeed, it has been, to an extent, a mark of Western tradition, though not exclusively so, to bring forth the written word in this manner. Yes, there have been some key documents that were recorded in a written form, in some cases many thousands of years ago. But if one looks at the basic traditions of the indigenous peoples around the world, they have operated with the oral traditions. And indeed, there have been powerful oral traditions existing among the white man also over long periods of time. Again, particularly amongst those who did not want their information captured or understood by those who might seek to control them. And so, in a sense, the oral traditions have been, to a large degree, stamped out because, again, they carried information that was not in alignment with and under the control of the Catholic Church. You might think I am singling out the Catholic Church here, but I encourage you to examine how the Europeans have gone on what I would consider to be a rampage across the planet over the last, let's say, 300 or so years, perhaps a little longer, where they have simply gone forth to dominate all other cultures and traditions, particularly the indigenous traditions. And in many ways, you could consider that the kind of processes still being driven by America and its European allies in other areas of the world, in its own way, is a continuation of this domination of other traditions and cultures. And I am pleased to say that this kind of approach is rapidly coming to an end. One thing I will say is that there was an element of truth in the notion that I again would come forth in physical form at the time of the, might say, transition in consciousness for not only the American Indian peoples, but indeed all people upon the planet. And it is this tradition which was held orally but became distorted into the notion of a white buffalo coming forth. And indeed, there is an aspect of my monad that is incarnate at this time. And indeed, it is the presence of that individual which led to, as Carolyn mentioned earlier, the connection with me that, in fact, led to this radio show where I have come forth in this manner. And I did share with those with whom I was connecting in that time that I indeed would incarnate at this time because it was part of my mission to do so. And indeed, I have incarnated at other points, or should I say my monad has sent forth other fingers of consciousness since that time, since I came forth in that expression as white buffalo woman that was not actually incarnate. So this is perhaps enough for you, and I am very willing and happy to take your questions.
That's beautiful, and I thank you so much. I have some questions that I do wish to ask of you. But before I do, I would just like to invite our listeners to send in their questions. So many times I get people on the line who have a question for the individual that we are speaking with, only to find that we're at the end of the show. An hour goes so swiftly, and I really want to get all of your questions answered before the end of the radio show. So do call in as soon as you can and take your place to give your questions to this beautiful being. Something that I wish to explore that I had received from Universal Consciousness, and that is the kind of work that you were doing with regards to vibration and the planet itself. This particular information is not given in legends or traditions handed down, but rather this I was given from information that is we might consider in the record. So would you comment on that? Because what I had received, I just felt was so important and was one of the reasons that I wish to speak to you.
It is not well understood that the activities of humanity have a great impact upon the planet. As war and violence is expressed, as groups of people are dominated, their traditions destroyed, and indeed the people destroyed, the impact of this is felt very deeply on the planet, or indeed within the planet. Humanity, for the most part, does not understand the power of emotion, the power of the expression of emotion, and its impact upon the planet. This impact can be local, and it can be global in nature. And these, in particular, negative energies we're focusing on here can be very disruptive. And it is, in fact, very difficult for the planet to clear these energies. And just as negative energies have an impact, so indeed do positive energies. When there is such violence and such decimation of a group of people, their energies combine, their pain, their terror, their suffering is, in a sense, a group energy, and as a result, it is amplified. So indeed, the energies when individuals who wish to bring forth healing for the planet, when they get together and cooperate, so too their impact can be very great. When you bring forth love and compassion and a desire for peace and the expression of gratitude towards the beautiful planet, all of these things, especially when it is done by a group of people together, has a great positive impact in clearing out a lot of these negative energies. And when these negative energies accumulate, the planet itself, and as a result, Gaia, has to, in a sense, take some kind of action to relieve these energies, to clear these energies, unless Gaia has some kind of assistance. And Gaia has very few tools at her disposal to clear these energies. For example, earthquakes, volcanoes, wind and water, and through that you might consider violent storms and so on. These things are the few tools, really, that Gaia has at her disposal to clear these energies. And so it was that it was seen that the, you might say, interference with the American Indian people was beginning to cause the accumulation of negative energies within the American continent. And so even though there is you might say, a level of compromise of what can be done without being incarnate, I was able to be sufficiently close to the planet and to connect in a manner with significant power to be able to clear some of these energies, to, in my own way, prevent major catastrophic earthquakes from being propagated in and around the American continent at that time. And so it was actually a significant piece of work that I undertook at the time that I was present. And I stayed beyond the time when I interacted with the American Indian people after I had shared with them the information and the, you might say, new traditions, if that is not a oxymoron, to assist in relieving and releasing these energies. It was a key part of what I actually came forth to do. And as you say, this is not something which is recorded in the traditions of the American Indians, because it was not something they were aware of or in their own way truly understood on that level, though they did understand the importance and value of treating the planet and Gaia with great respect and reverence. And of course, these things ensured the health of all things.
Thank you for that beautiful answer. The thought occurred to me when you were talking about earthquakes. We have Yellowstone, which is a very large caldera. Was that something that you were working with to help balance at that time?
Indeed, the Yellowstone caldera was a very significant part of what I was focused upon. As you might understand, should that caldera release energy, its impact upon the American continent is indeed very massive. It is not something that is able to be released in a casual manner. You might say, there is a very small ongoing release through those geysers and hot pools and so on. There is a very small energy release which is occurring continuously through this. But in terms of any real clearing and release of energy, when that caldera has exploded in the past, the amount of energy that is released and the amount of change that occurs across the American continent is hard to imagine.
Thank you. That was something that I had received from Universal Consciousness, that you were working on that particular project. And I know in my lifetime, there have been healers who have worked with that also. It reminds me, the words that you have used reminds me of this hurricane that is making its way, or will be making its way up the East Coast of the U.S. Is this, and I happen to notice that the last 2 years, it seems, at least that's what the weather people are reporting, that they have been more powerful in the past. And so I ask you if this energy that has stirred up this hurricane, is this because of the negativity on the planet at the moment?
It is one of the factors that is involved with this hurricane. There are several. There are those who wish to disrupt humanity for their own purposes. And so there are also attempts, or indeed efforts being made, to encourage storms such as this to be powerful and to come forth on the planet and create fear and havoc for humanity, because there are those who feed from these negative energies. So there are several factors behind this hurricane, though I would say in truth, the primary driver for it is what you speak of, the negative energies that need to be released in some form upon the planet. And you, I know, are already aware of this because of the work that you did just last night with a group on your conference call. I will say to you that even though this storm continues to carry a great deal of power, I assure you, without the work that you and your group did, it would be far greater than is currently moving and developing along the coast.
Thank you so much for giving us that encouragement. And for those who listen to this radio show, I would like to ask you to be mindful of the need of the planet and Gaia to find balance in this. And anything that you can do through meditation, through envisioning the calming of waters, the calming of winds, is very helpful, because in that sense, you are sending your love to the planet and helping to clear out these trouble spots. So thank you for that information. What we're going to do is bring in some callers now for their questions. And Junie is on line one. Welcome, Junie. What is your question?
Hello. White Buffalo Calf Woman, I'm so honored that you're with us and grateful for the ceremonies that you brought forth that I have been blessed to be a part of for over 40 years. I'm wondering why the beautiful people, the native people of Turtle Island here, why did they have to go through such, and are still going through, such horrible experiences because of the Euro invasion? Some people have said they were the people in Atlantis that made wrong decisions. I was wondering if you could clarify
I'd like to clarify your question, Junie. We got that part of it. The question about why the American Indian has suffered so. But I would like for you to clarify that allusion that you made towards those in Atlantis. Are you talking about those who have come down on the American Indian and making their times difficult? Is that the connection you were making?
No, some people have said that Native people are suffering because they were the ones in Atlantis that misused power.
Uh-huh. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I thought I heard you say that, but I wanted to make sure of your question. Richard, did you hear these two aspects of her question?
Yes.
Thank you.
There are indeed threads to Atlantis in the suffering of not only your specific group of people, but indeed the American Indians, but indeed indigenous people across the planet. Mm-hmm. And it is because the forces that are at the heart of what I discussed earlier, at the heart of the Catholic Church, at the heart of this push by European originating people, which of course are also now the primary people who occupy the United States and Canada, that the driving force behind the actions of these people to act in flagrant disregard of the peoples who lived in these countries, to act in this self-righteous manner and to take from these people what was theirs because they believed they had a right to do so and because they decided that the basis upon which the American Indians operated in terms of their attitude towards the land did not represent a valid claim upon the land, if you will, in comparison with the way the white man would do it, which is to divide it up and issue a title against it and so on. In other words, to have individual ownership of the land. And so it was not because the American Indian people were those responsible for the misdirection of power, you might say, in Atlantis. Indeed, quite the contrary. Those who lived as American Indian people were much more a reflection of the approaches of those who wished to express the light and the love and the respect for the planet that had been the basis of the world as it was expressed in Atlantis. So there is truth to the fact that they are suffering as a result of the forces that were in control of the dark elements within Atlantis, but not those people themselves, rather the forces that have come forth to dominate them. And if you are in a place to communicate with them, have them understand that they do not represent those forces. They are not these things. They simply reflect this domination that has spread across the planet like a cancer. It is, in a sense, the forces of the dark coming forth to claim all, as they have so long sought to do.
And these ceremonies help to keep the light here that the White Buffalo Calf Woman brought.
It was, in part, the intention of these practices to hold as much light as possible, but in particular to preserve the traditions of the people, the culture, the values, the energies with which they worked. That was the intention of these things. And I encourage these traditions and practices wherever they may continue to be used, because they are making a contribution. They are, in a way, holding back some of the damage which would otherwise have been wrought upon the planet. So they have helped, but in terms of the intention with which I brought them to the planet, they have fallen a long way short of what was hoped for them.
Thank you, Junie, for your question.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. There is a woman on line three, either Ellen or Helen. Welcome. Your question?
It's Ellen.
Ellen, okay.
It's Ellen, and I have a question. First, I wanted to say that I've always had a very deep connection to Native American cultures, and I've been very aware and felt sacredness of the White Buffalo Calf Woman. And several years ago, I had a dream, and in it was a white buffalo calf. And I was told by Native American spirit that this was a gift to me. And I would like to know from White Buffalo Calf Woman if she's aware of that, or she could give me more information on that, or if she was involved in that in any way.
We'll see what we can find out for you, Ellen. Richard, did you hear the question?
Let me be clear. It was a dream you had, Ellen, where this white buffalo calf was present, yes?
Yes.
See what she has to say. Ellen, if you could turn down your radio or whatever it is you have in the background, it's distracting.
It's my hearing aid.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, Richard has to concentrate, and it's hard for him when he hears this echo.
I hear it in the background, yes.
Okay.
So
Ellen, if you could turn down your radio or whatever.
It's not your hearing aid, Ellen, that's the issue. It's your speaker on the, that's connected to the radio show. It's delayed.
Comes your computer.
Your computer, that's the issue.
Try that now.
I hear it in the background.
Is that better?
Okay.
No, it's no different. So
it's not your hearing aid, Ellen, that's the issue. It's your
I can't do this, Ellen. We're gonna have to let this go. I can't.
All right, let me turn that down.
You have to turn it off or I can't do this work.
He has to concentrate.
Okay, I've turned it off.
Yeah, it's very difficult. He has to have that quiet.
I understand.
Yes, I think that echo's gone now, Richard. It sounds like.
This dream was a token to you in acknowledgement of your respect for the American Indian people. Even though I truly was not coming forth in a manner that represented the white buffalo, it is the name that was given to me. And so this connection has grown within the traditions of this connection to the white buffalo because of its rarity. It was the rarity that led to this connection. And so it has developed a life of its own, you might say. And so that symbol that came forth in your dream was an acknowledgement of the respect and regard that you have held for the American Indian people and their beautiful traditions. It was a mark of acknowledgement to you, which is why your American Indian friends acknowledged it in that manner. It was the intention of the dream for them to acknowledge you in that way. And indeed, it achieved the objective.
Well, there you go. There you go, Ellen.
Yes,
it was
very
a beautiful gift.
Carolyn.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for calling, dear. We were glad to be able to get you this information. And I have. Yes. I have one last question of White Buffalo Woman, and I'm thinking of the ceremonies that you had given to the American Indian, and it seems to me that as they stepped and moved and worked with these ceremonies, that there was a certain vibration that was set up because of this. And many, it seems to me also that many of the ceremonies were done in a circle, which is the feminine aspect. And they did this with, of course, great love and reverence, which would help clear this negativity that was collecting in the earth and in the plate system itself. But just comment a little bit on the steps, the movements of the dances, and the connection to vibration. Are we on the right track here?
Indeed, you are on the right track. And it was felt that by bringing some practices and traditions to the American Indian people in this manner, that by them working with these really spiritual practices, these the process of rhythmic dancing in its contribution to spiritual experience is understood not only in this culture but many others. Perhaps the best-known example in the world is the whirling dervishes of the Sufis. A coming from those Muslim traditions. And there indeed was a connection with these traditions. It was intended through using these rhythmic processes to strengthen the spiritual experiences and practices of these people and give them a greater sense of the truth of who and what they were and what they represented, and in so doing provide an opportunity for them to expand their spiritual experiences and give their overall culture a far better chance of withstanding this onslaught. And indeed, some of these practices have helped to keep some threads of those traditions alive. So it was primarily focused upon the culture and practices and the survival, if you will, of those people, more than was it focused on assisting the planet. Though the practices, of course, did help the planet because they carried a communal expression of love and joy. And these things, as I explained earlier, are of assistance to the planet. And of course, all these things are, in their own way, an expression of positive vibration. So these things fit in the way that I have described.
You have been so helpful answering our questions so completely, and we appreciate it so much. Is there any word or thoughts that you might give us before you leave with regards to the vibrations that will be coming forth, coming through Galactic Center to our planet at the solstice in December?
Well, in regard to that, I will simply say that these energies represent great transformation. But my focus in this moment is to encourage those of you that have a connection with the remaining Native American peoples to share with them this recording so that they take some heart from the traditions that they have continued to keep alive, to take heart from who and what they are, the truth and the beauty of what they represented, that in so many ways they were a people that lived a life of balance and respect and harmony, which was the intention for human beings upon the planet. And in regard to them and this coming time, have them understand that their liberation in a spiritual sense and in a true sense is almost upon them. That the suffering that has been their lot since the coming of the white man is about to be ended with these changes. It will not be an instant thing, but it will progress very quickly beyond this transition. It is a time once more when they will be respected for who and what they are, for the values that they held. And indeed, let them know that the white buffalo woman has returned once more, that she is incarnate, not as a white buffalo, but as a human being walking upon the planet, just as it was foretold, and so it is.
Oh, thank you so much for your words of wisdom and your words of encouragement. Thank you so much for being here and sharing all of that with us. And thank you, Richard, for taking this message. It is beautiful work, as you always do. Thank the two of you.
Thank you, Carolyn. I must say it was a beautiful experience working with her. The energy, as I said at the beginning, was so pristine almost, this purity of energy, purity and clarity was just beautiful.
Richard, we have 5 minutes, and you might say this show came about because of information that we got from work that we had done for an individual where we called forth universal consciousness to get this information. And the work that we've been doing with universal consciousness has just proved to be so beautiful. And now we only have 4 minutes. Can you give us a little vignette of information where you just found it so interesting?
Oh, you mean the readings?
Yes.
Well, they continue to fascinate me, these readings, as they come forth, because not only are they obviously sharing information about the individual soul, beginning with its monad, the soul as it was originally created by all there is in the center of the cosmos. But in every case, for one reason or another, there is some context that is provided for that monad. And it may have been elements of creation at the very beginning. It may be elements that related to the unfolding of events in Atlantis. It may be events that relate to how souls have come forth that have been a little different. I mean, this is a good example where this aspect of a soul came forth as White Buffalo Woman, and yet she wasn't incarnated. And in a sense, it kind of took a bit of looking at what was coming forth to realize that this was so. And this is so often the case. It's just fascinating material, and it so often stretches and opens up our understanding. And, of course, the understanding of those who experience these readings, not only for themselves, but others that have been given access to them by the generosity of those for whom they've been brought forth. So it's just amazing material. And the gift that they represent to the individual who chooses to receive one of these readings is truly extraordinary, truly extraordinary. The responses from those who have received them is just extraordinary. It's just beautiful to witness.
So, I was just going to say, what I find so interesting is people who receive this information, they might have had dreams, they might have had something happen in their life where they got a piece of information and didn't understand it. And then they get the reading, and there is this whole door opens of knowledge and understanding what they have come across in the past. I find that fascinating.
Truly. Truly it is, yes.
Richard, we have 1 minute. Would you be kind enough just to give people the website so they can look at some of these, and if they are interested, they can order one?
Indeed. The website is www.souloriginandhistory.com.
Now, that word "and," is that spelled out or is it a symbol?
An emphasis? No, it's spelled out.
I just wanted to make it easy for people.
that's understandable.
So you had one last thing to say?
Oh, well, if I did, it's gone.
Oh, the ways of the women, making the men forget.
That's it. Indeed. So thank you, Carolyn, for your beautiful work in providing the context for these calls, not only during the program as you have tonight, but, you know, the work that you're doing, bringing these readings forth from universal consciousness. It's truly extraordinary work, truly amazing.
Yes, we've been very fortunate with that understanding, and also Adam, who has turned some of these readings into the most incredible visionary pieces. In other words, they're on YouTube, and people get an opportunity to see his beautiful work with the imagery that goes with the voice. It's just so fascinating.
It is indeed.
Yeah, a real gift. So, Richard, thank you. Thank our audience for listening. And until the next time, we hold you in love. This is Carolyn Evers saying good night for now.
and Richard saying good night for now.